That's messed up.
You're messed up.
You're messed up.
That's true.
Speaking of messed up.
You done messed up.
You done messed up now. Comes naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody. What's up? What's happening?
What's up?
Oh, they've already made their budget back. Cool.
My Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. That's fun. It's been a day. What are we talking about today, Mike?
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, what's that?
That's that movie.
Oh, who's in it?
Spider-Man.
And?
Far From Home.
And?
MJ.
Who else in that?
Lots of people.
Oh, who? Like who?
Hit him with the cast.
All right. They're heavy to lift. Oh, I gotcha. We got Tom Holland returning as Peter Parker Spider-Man. We have Samuel Jackson finally actually in the movie.
Yeah.
For more than just an end scene.
But spoilers. Was he really in it?
Was.
No, I'm just kidding.
Multiple times.
Winks.
Wink. As Nicholas Fury. You have Zendaya coming back as Michelle MJ. Apparently we don't know her last name. Colby Smulders coming back as Maria Hill. Or
ish.
You have John Favaroa as Harold Happy Hogan.
Yep. It's good to see him with a large part.
Yeah, it was good times. JB Smoove as Julius Dell.
I hope Spider-Man continues the trend of casting random, like, good stand-ups into these funny little roles.
Yeah. Because he was fantastic.
Yeah. Like, Hamill Burris was really good in the last one, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The coach. And Martin Starr, of course. Who's also in this as Mr. Harrington. You have Jacob, I think it's Batalon.
Sure.
Who plays Ned. Who is, Edward Ned Leeds.
He's bald now. Have you seen pictures of him?
He's bald all the time. He's bald after the last movie, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
Shake his head.
He's like, his hair.
I was like, who the fuck is that guy? And I was like, it's Ned. It's the guy in the chair.
You got Marissa Tomei as May Parker. And you have Jake Gyllenhaal as Quentin Beck / Mysterio.
Slimy sack of cunt.
We'll get there.
Spoilers.
Yeah, by the way, we're just going to spoil the shit out of this. So.
Yeah, this is a big spoiler podcast.
We've given you 5 days at this point. Because of when this comes out, it's on Friday.
The weekend, though, so it's kind of shitty.
Nah.
But
it is a holiday, so weekends don't count. Okay. That's what I told. That's what I was told.
Yep.
Joe told me that.
Joe's a lying sack of shit, but we'll go with it.
You lying sack of shit?
Sure.
Yep.
Dang.
Heard it here first.
But is he lying
Breaking
about that?
Breaking news. We'll never know.
Nah, I'm so confused. And, of course, you have a bunch of returning cast members from the first movie. Who all have larger parts in this because it takes place with more of his classmates than it did before. Let's see what else we got. Yeah, it's been pretty interesting. Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's about it. Do a normal thing.
Yeah.
We'll start with me.
Yeah, you started off, you sack of shit. Sorry.
Man.
Froggy today. Let's go.
Jesus.
It's weird, dude.
He's in a mood. Dang. Anyways.
We're recording later than usual.
You're recording later than usual. And I don't have a hat on, so Mike doesn't go pissy. Oh, great. Yep. Great. Dick bag's back. Oh, great. Now the dick's going to come out.
Hurry up, bruh.
At least he'd call me bruh. It would have been worse. I don't want to now. I don't like his attitude. Tapping his finger too. You gonna put out your fucking Google machine and get in your Instagram now, mister? Should I use Instagram? Anyways, I enjoyed it a lot. I thought the story was real fun. I like the Jesus is so loud. Fuck is wrong with you?
Sup?
I thought they did a really fun job of giving you a wrap up of Endgame stuff as well as tying the events and the characters from this into previous incarnations of other movies and happenings. So it kind of like more envelops Spider-Man into the whole universe and the characters that are involved in them, instead of just kind of making it its own separate thing that just kind of happens on the outside. This one so much more too, because this one happens to be more involved in the aftermath of Endgame, which I thought was really good. My three favorite things. One is I loved Mysterio. I think they did an amazing job with him. Again, spoiler alert. When he fights Spider-Man, after you finally find out he's a not good person. And the best part is he's not even a villain. I mean, he is. He's willing to kill kids.
Is.
But he's not out to do bad. He's just out to trick everybody, which is what Mysterio does.
No, but he still has... It's one of those villains where he thinks he's doing
bad. Oh, of course. Yeah. But I mean, like I said, he's not out there to like actually save people. He's out there to trick people, but he's not out there robbing banks and things like that. But I like the way they did it. I think they did a really good job with Mysterio, made him a useful villain in the current world we have. So I like that a lot. I liked the changing and the growing of the Spider-Man character and actually developing him as not just, you know, oh, he is a hero and he goes out there. He has those troubles and he's learning his way. I like that a lot. He's not just goes out there and I can do this. And he goes up against some pretty huge stakes in this one.
Yeah.
Like, he ain't just going against the dude that, you know, has a vulture outfit and robs fucking flying fortresses. Like, yeah. He's fighting giant water creatures and shit like that. So it's like, oh,
yeah,
goddamn, you know, this is ridiculous. And then I really like the atmosphere of the movie, like the being in obviously over in Europe and stuff like that, but just like the fact that like you see Spider-Man trying to tie up a crumbling bell tower, you know. I was like, this is pretty yeah. rad. Like, that's pretty cool to see. And what I was surprised by was the tie-in to the other stories, the other movies. The Quentin Beck is was technically working for Tony Stark. Tony Stark, as well as a lot of other people, including all the way back in Iron Man 1, the scientist that Stane basically forced to build his reactor. Was in this one as well, and then so I thought that they tied that in really, really well, and the fact that they used something that happened, it's basically just a throwaway thing that Tony mentions at one point in Iron Man 3. That was in Avengers.
I don't remember. There's so many. But it was
Civil War. That's what it was. Yeah, I was like, it's the one. Yeah, because it's the one he does the everything. So he uses that, and like that's how they tie Quentin Beck into the whole thing, and like that was pretty cool. I was very surprised by that because I wasn't sure how they were, if they even were going to do like tie him. Is he just someone new? But I liked it a lot. I liked the way they did it. So those are mine.
Cool.
What you did? One thing you didn't like?
No, I enjoyed the whole thing really.
What shocked you?
I told you already.
Yeah, anything like shocked you though?
No, that was the, well, the one thing that shocked me, I guess we won't spoil anyways, is the mid-credit scene. That one really threw me for a loop because I've been avoiding, like I was talking to Joe last night, I've been avoiding reading anything about it, what's happening. So I've been avoiding reading spoilers, and like it's been hit, like ever since it premiered on Monday, technically Monday night, Tuesday, there's been a lot of, oh, this post-credit scene, and I've avoided reading them, so I didn't know what it was, because I wanted to go in like with fresh eyes and stuff like that. So that did surprise me quite a bit, because what they did, and I'll spoil it, the fact that they tell the world who Spider-Man is. Yeah. Like, it comes out, and the fact that like he goes so far to stop Quentin Beck, and Quentin then uses that against him, manipulates everybody to think that Spider-Man kills him and killed all the people that died in the event that happened in London, and then exposes him as Peter Parker. And it's like, oh shit, like that's heavy. That's like a heavy thing to have happen. And we don't know really when Spider-Man or Peter are going to pop up again in the next few movies. We'll most likely find out later this month at Comic-Con, and probably more at D23 later this year too. But like that's a huge deal. That opens up a lot of interesting things, a lot of interesting stories, like the fact that there's a comic book story arc where during the Civil War, the first Civil War comic book, after he exposes himself as being Peter Parker on the news in front of everybody, his family is targeted, and Aunt May has had an assassination attempt on her. And he finds out who does it, and it's a kingpin who organized it. So he literally goes into prison, Peter does, in his new black costume, walks up through all of Kingpin's goons, and strips down to his not his whole naked bits, but he's in his boxers, and he says, "I'm here to kill you, and I'm not Spider-Man, I'm Peter Parker," and he proceeds to beat the living shit out of Kingpin in prison. With all of all of his henchmen around him, damn near kills him until someone comes in and stops him. But like that shit could happen. Like we could see Peter going ape shit on somebody, not like he does to Kraven's wife when they kill one of his friends. She rips his face off, but because he grabs her and just rips her face off, and there's a handprint where her face used to be,
like in Face Off.
Yeah, sort of, but like not the entire face, just a hand-sized hole.
John Travolta in her face. And Nick Cage underneath.
Her actual body, like her flesh and stuff. Yeah. They didn't have the transplant yet, so now she has a handprint size of Nicolas Cage's face in her hand-shaped hole in her face. That's dope. So there's a lot of that stuff. Like, I mean, I don't think they're gonna do that per se, but it would be interesting because Dimitri, a character's in this, they don't really give him a name. But as we mentioned before on this, Dimitri happens to be the first name of Kraven's brother in the comic book series. So, and he looked, well, very hitmanish in a way. And now that we, again, spoiler alert, no, that wasn't, we know that wasn't really Nick Fury and Maria Hill. Mm. Those were Skrulls. That's the last scene you get at the very end of the credits. You find out that Nick Fury is off in the spaces on a Skrull battleship or command center somewhere, running something. We don't know. Probably links something to do with, obviously, Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel, Marvel harder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is what we decided it was going to be, right?
Yeah.
So that's
Marvel better, but we'll see.
We'll see what happens. With all that other stuff out of the way, I should just blow shit up. So that's an interesting thing. So we could be seeing the introduction into of Kraven Hunter come in, because we don't really know if, like, Dimitri might have died during those events. We don't really know. So it'll be interesting to see. Because, again, we don't even know if he was a good guy or a bad guy. We don't know if he was Skrull. So we don't know who he is. But if he is Dimitri, just happens to be that first name, also be the name of Kraven's brother, it could be an introduction. Or Marvel could be
fucking with us too, because
of course, yeah. I mean, come on now. So, yeah. So that's mine. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Mike's gonna go.
The three favorite things about this movie. First one, web slinging. There's a shit ton of web slinging in this movie. Like, so much. And the drones is a perfect way for him to, like, really show off, like, how much how creative he could be with it. Not only from, like, obviously webbing the drones down, but, like, webbing one, whipping it into other ones, setting traps on the bridge, the slingshot, gathering them all up. Like, that scene. And the scene where Mysterio fucks with him for the first time, and he's going through all these different illusions or projections, I guess, not actual illusions. But like I was telling you guys earlier, it was something that would have been such a great either cartoon or comic book moment.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, if like now you would have been like, oh, because we've seen and we've gone through all the way up through Endgame, so you know everything's possible at this point. But prior, like in the last 10 years, you said, can they do this in a movie? You're like, they won't. I mean, they probably could someday, but they're never going to do it, you know, because it's so...
We would never see what we saw in the comic books or in the cartoons.
Yeah.
It'd just be too hard to
Especially, Spider-Man getting attacked by other Spider-Men.
Dude, that was nuts.
You know what I mean? And then,
his own reflections coming out? Yeah.
Yeah. It was just gnarly. So, yeah, the web-slinging is something that when it was happening, I was like, Jesus Christ. And then I was like, this is so good. And then the scene just kept going and kept going. Even earlier in the movie... when he's trying to keep the buildings up and stuff after Mysterio's all the wreckage that the monster's causing. I was like, well, that's pretty cool because you're seeing, and you actually get to see Tom Holland doing that stuff. Yeah. So it was kind of neat to see him out of the suit. So that was my first favorite thing. The second one was how they did Mysterio, because there's different versions of Mysterio that you could have gone with. Like, it very much so looked like he was a sorcerer of some type, you know, Doctor Strange-ish, because you saw the symbols and stuff when he's doing his magic. So going in, you're like, well, there's a chance that he's actually, you know,
legit
magical and he could do these things. But there's also a version of him where he's exactly what he's like in this movie. He's just an actor for better, you know, like, and using the illusions and tricks to make people think he's powerful. And we even said in this when the first trailer dropped, because the first trailer, they said multiverse, and it was like, holy shit. But at the same time, we knew it was Mysterio, so it's like, well, there's also a very good chance that
it's bullshit.
All these monsters are him, because there's even a chance, like, I thought it was he was gonna actually be magical, but he was creating the monsters and controlling them and just fake fighting them. That's what I thought was going to happen.
Well, because there's a story. I can't remember what it is, the story arc, but there's a story arc where Mysterio takes a lot of the villains, like Electro and stuff, and he uses illusions to make them more powerful in a way. And so that way he can fight the illusions portion of them, but the damage can still be done the same way. So electricity was still damaged because he's still shooting electricity. Yeah. He's not using drones that are cloaking and making the illusions. His illusion magic has always been that hallucination gas where he basically can make you see things the different way you want. So that was one of the things that I thought was pretty cool. And a lot of people on the internet are like, oh, it's going to have like them. That's how they build the Sinister Six. I was like, no, this is going to be literal illusions. Like, he's going to be fucking with us the entire time.
The one bummer part from all that is it kind of, not definitely, but in their sense, shot down what they were portraying as the multiverse.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, it's a bummer
because you wanted it really bad.
I want the multiverse because it's such an easy way to bring in
the X-Men
and fucking all these other characters and have it make sense and not be like, oh, also this whole time they were mutants. You know what I mean? Like, so it would have been perfect. Again, not saying like they don't do a multiverse, but
this would have been an easy launching pad for it.
Yeah, and with a snap explaining it would have been perfect. Nah, I'm sure they'll come up with something good. The other thing I like, it's also my surprise, is how they, like you said, outed Peter Parker as Spider-Man. And one, it surprised me because I was like, oh shit, like they actually did it, you know, because they teased that they weren't actually going to do it. And then they did it. I was like, oh, fuck. It kind of changes everything. But the reason I like it so much is because I'm assuming going forward now, we don't get the same old bullshit of I'm trying to go to college and work and fucking do this and everything's a you know, like that same tired ass, he's just a kid, let him be a kid, and trying to balance school with all that.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck like about school at this point. Like, he's a smart kid. He's going to continue to get smart on his own. But the fact that, I mean, he has access to Edith, and even that scene in the plane where he's pulling a Tony Stark and, like, you know,
modifying
his suit, asking for this, throwing stuff away, and it just goes right into as Iron Man had done it in the past so many times. And then even Happy, like, got all fucking emotional for a minute.
Yeah, just Happy, though. Happy got emotional.
Nobody in the theater, though, because that's some bitch shit. You don't even do that in real life. But yeah, that's it's good because now it's like, okay, we were kind of wondering, and this is not certain, but we were kind of wondering who's going to kind of be the face of the Avengers going forward, whatever new version of the Avengers there is. And there's still doubt, but I think there's less doubt now that it's Peter. Like, it's going to be Peter Parker. Like, yeah. He has everything there. He's got the suit with the technology. He's a smart dude.
He's and obviously been given, you know.
Everyone knows him. Like, everyone knew who Iron Man was. Slightly different how it got revealed. But now, then it's perfect because, like, Happy is banging his aunt. Spoiler.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
They're banging.
It's a summer fling.
That could grow into something more.
Maybe we'll see. We could be just friends later down the road.
But yeah, that's called banging. Fine. That's why I didn't say relationship. So I mean, now
he did have a little pep in his step.
Yeah,
sure.
So, but now with Pepper Potts running, I guess it'd still be Stark Industries.
Right? It is Stark Industries. Yeah.
So, they can bring in May, you know, and have her do work, but still protect her. It was a very shocking thing, but actually just so smart for being able to just transition him perfectly into a leadership role and not have to go with all that same tired bullshit of the school and the test and everything like that. The only thing that it kind of bums out is like some of the villains that you got from that, those situations you're not going to get now. But the whole secret identity thing, we've seen it in so many movies, not just Spider-Man, but like just so many comic book movies, that I'm glad that they're kind of going away from that. And then to see him as like a public enemy number one kind of thing would be fun for the next movie.
Because then you have these masks villains come out being vigilantes trying to take down this murderer. Yeah. So it's pretty fun. He has to go after Ralphie now. Because that some bitch is the one that uploaded it.
Yep.
Took me a second to realize what he was doing.
Yeah.
Because then it goes back to me and says downloading 100%. I was like, oh, that's
smart. But with 500 drones, too. You catch that. So he has still has 500 of those drones, which could do a shit ton of damage.
Yeah.
And so now if people know or are thinking that Spider-Man has control of those drones and they start wrecking havoc on shit, they could easily project Spider-Man fucking shit up.
Definitely.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun. See what happens next. I will say, as fun as the J. Jonah Jameson cameo is, I'm kind of not mad, but I'm kind of bummed that they did it. I was like, I
love it. They did it with the same actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
Mr. J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. He's great. He's like the ultimate. He's the perfect person to play that role. But it's also like,
I don't think we're going to have, I hope we're not going to have that much of a problem that you think we're, that.
Oh, it's coming.
No, it will happen.
It's 100%. People are still wanting Christian Bale to come back to play Batman in these movies, in these DC movies.
He ain't wrong.
You know what I mean? Like, so they're going to try to connect these movies because of that.
So have people make their stupid,
I know, but it's just
online and just stay away from
it. It's annoying.
That's why
but also I always like the idea of like, if it's different, like be different. I don't really like the idea of picking one thing and carrying it over unless it's like becomes a running joke. You know, like Deadpool can get away with something like that. It's just weird to me that like Spider-Man went that route. Cause I assume that with Spider-Man being, you know, a public enemy, that J. Jonah Jameson's gonna have a monster role in the next one.
Yeah. Spearheading it.
Yeah. Like being the face of the anti-Spider-Man movement. They did that
in many story arcs, but there's one particular one.
Many story arcs, many comics, yep. Many fucking video games, many cartoons, mm-hmm. You know? So, but it was weird. That was like the biggest reaction in my theater, at least, is when J.K. Simmons popped up bitching about Spider-Man.
It was pretty.
Like,
it was
like a shocking amount of noise. I was like, oh, shit.
Our theater, a ton of people left.
Really?
Like, not as like it was funny, like Taj mentioned it, is like there's a bunch of people leaving at that point, and we're just like, this is dumb, like you guys apparently don't know anything about Marvel movies.
Yeah, you guys never seen a Marvel movie before?
And then even more people left after that scene leading up to the scroll reveal at the very end. Mm-hmm. Like that, we had, there was probably maybe 30 to 40 people left in the theater, and it was pretty packed theater for a morning show. I was like, wow, you guys really don't understand how this works still. After 23 fucking movies, you still don't get how this fucking works?
Right.
But anyways.
That's it. Joe?
My three favorite things are pretty much echoing your guys's. First is how well done Mysterio was.
So good.
The character himself, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, was absolutely amazing. I felt
Why did he look giant? Did you get that vibe too?
Tom Holland's tiny.
I know, but like I've seen Gyllenhaal next to Tom Holland in like real life stuff. But this seemed like
the suit did help a lot.
Yeah,
too.
But they went out of their way to make him look way bigger. Because there's one scene where he's standing next to him. He's about a foot taller and two foot wider than Spider-Man. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Well, if you read some interviews about them, apparently they worked out together during this, and they had Tom Holland is very competitive. So every time Gyllenhaal would try and up things, Holland would be right behind him.
Nice.
Trying to up things, even though he's like fucking dying there. But even to the point of for Mysterio, at the beginning there, I knew he's a villain for Spider-Man, but I didn't want him to be in this one. I wanted him to be an actual hero, because he felt like he could be such a good hero, a nice addition to the Avengers if they would have kept him the way he was, especially the way Gyllenhaal played him.
Yeah.
But of course, it like any of his actual stories, Mysterio's an actual villain in this one. But then his illusions, the fight that they first actually have with Spider-Man, where he's just throwing all those illusions at him, is absolutely just
so fucking stunning.
He just gets taken.
Did
out
you
by
see
a
it in
train?
Cinema 1?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it was fucking gorgeous on a giant screen like that.
Yeah,
like,
it's really good.
I was talking with Robert at the comic shop. I was like, I do kind of want to see this again in 3D.
Yes.
Because that's of those, the fight scenes with the elementals and those delusion scenes.
Yeah.
Those have been fucking tremendous.
Have to have been.
Like, they, I'm like, oh, they have to be so gorgeous looking.
Mm-hmm.
And even just the small things of when Peter's swinging. But the one that they're really going to throw, be cool looking is those first-person drone views.
Because
those are going to be gnarly in 3D. Because, you're probably going to be, obviously the first person to the drone is, shit's going to be, wow! Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I want to see that really bad. So I do want to see it again just because it was really fun.
Yeah, definitely. Especially the transitions where he's falling off of something, then he hits the ground, in the illusions, and you see the glass shards that hit all around him.
That's so
all
good,
the Spider-Man that run out after him, suddenly sees the Tony Stark's grave right in front of him.
Iron Man was so gnarly.
Zombie
dude.
Iron Man.
Dude, with an actual skull, I was like...
Yeah, and the spiders crawling out of his eyes.
I was like, they didn't give a fuck about kids in this movie.
Yeah, that was nightmare fuel, dude.
Definitely. So that was my number one favorite thing. Number two is you could easily have Spider-Man be a character that just exists in New York City and nowhere else. But the fact is, even from the first movie where he ends up in Washington, D.C., now he's over in Europe.
No. Night Monkey was over in Europe.
Sorry, Night Monkey was over in Europe.
That shit was hilarious.
So the scenery was very refreshing, and it was constantly changing. You first had Italy, and then you had...
Prague,
and then you had
London. Yep.
So the scenery changes were fun as well.
I was really looking forward to him swinging on the Eiffel Tower. I was like, this is going to happen, right? They're finally going to never went to fucking Paris. I was like, you guys don't realize how fucking amazing that's going to be to see Spider-Man swinging on the Eiffel Tower in real life?
Yeah.
I was like, come on. Nope, they've had to fuck us. Thanks a lot, Mysterio.
Yeah, right.
You dick. He must really hate London, by the way.
Because he saved the best for last?
The biggest and the baddest. He ramped up 200% of the fucking damage done. I was like, bruh, what did London ever do to you? Hmm. They can rebuild. Yeah, motherfucker, you're going to murder so many people.
So many people.
Dang. Anyways, go ahead, sorry.
No. And then my third favorite thing was actually the emotional aspect of this. You have a very heavy feelings just from the fallout of the snap. Again, it's... I wondered at the end of, or the beginning of this, how many more movies we're going to get that are going to reference that. Because it seemed like right away, they're showing footage of people being dusted.
Yeah.
And then they're showing the footage of people coming back.
Blipping back.
Blipping back.
So, which is funny. It's the blip thing, I was like, how the fuck are they calling it a blip? And then I was like, oh, they probably don't know it was a snap.
Yeah, well, they don't know it was a snap, but also...
That's for us. Like, we saw that.
Yeah, in the Avengers world, like, that group knows what it's a snap, and that's what it's referred to, but everyone else just knows as the decimation, or kids, as they do, in media, would call it something like that.
I would assume the blip being more of them coming
back. The return, yeah. The
return, just because of how sudden it happened. You have the video footage of that basketball game,
fucking which was
hilarious, where the marching band just suddenly comes back. You get one of them, he gets hit in the head with a basketball, and so that's what they're referring to as the blip. So you have the emotional aspect right there, where you have kids that have been gone for 5 years. They show up. They're still the same age, but everybody else is aged. Yeah. And didn't get dusted.
I have a new classmate because of it.
Is five years older. So you have that emotional aspect. But then you have just the weight of Tony's death in the public consciousness.
To the world, man. Like, everywhere.
That's what I mean, the public consciousness.
Yeah, like, it was so...
Because he even shows up in a mural in one of the... in Prague or something like that.
Is it in Prague when he's coming down the stairs, you see it? Or when he lands and those old people are there, you can see him on the wall?
Yeah.
Like, it was everywhere. I was like, God damn.
But that adds to Peter's emotional distress of, like, how he can't... He doesn't think he can live up to being Tony Stark, and that's what leads him to hand off Edith to Beck. But then you get the emotion of exactly where Happy is, you know, showing him that, you know, telling him to suit up inside the jet. And you can see that even though Peter doesn't really necessarily think that he's the next Iron Man, which Happy says, no, you're like flat out says, no, you're not the next Iron Man. You're basically were never meant to be the next Iron Man.
Like, he's even said, like, Tony was, it can never, like, no one's gonna live up to Tony, not even Tony.
Yeah, exactly. But you can still see Tony in Peter as he's making the suit. So
yeah, the whole like reaching into the hologram thing.
And just the, like Mike said earlier, just the, you know, scrolling through things, telling the computer to do stuff, flicking things away. Yeah, you got the, he reaches into it, something that Tony did. Yeah,
when the first visuals came up, and like he's kind of just looking at it, but then he's just like, all right, this is just how it works. Move, and he's done. And it's like, nah, man, so well, like, just the little thing like that. It's like, oh, he is, as much as he's like not the next Iron Man, it's like, yeah, he's gonna be the face of the whatever version of the Avengers is going forward. That's the other thing too, is like the question that kept asking is like, throughout the movie, different people kept bringing it up, is like, are the Avengers still a thing?
Yeah.
Like, is there Avengers left? Like, what's going on with that if something else bad happens?
Yeah.
So.
Because you do have that that aspect of, you don't know really what happens to Bucky or to...
New Cap.
Yeah, New Cap. You know, they're not there. You find out that Thor's off-world, that Captain Marvel's off-world, so really, who is left?
I love that.
But Spider-Man.
Thinking back to all the stuff that happens now that we know that Nick Fury and Maria Hill weren't Nick Fury and Maria Hill.
Yeah.
When he says Captain Marvel, we don't speak of her. I was like...
Don't invoke her name.
Yeah, don't invoke her name. Yeah. I was like, that's so funny, because when you don't know the ending portion of it, you're like... Why is he so upset at Captain Marvel?
Because you're like, I thought they were like...
Like, you know, they're like best this, friends, right? Like, yeah. BFFFFs, right? Yeah,
they got each other's pager numbers.
Yeah, you know, like...
How much more of a
space pager numbers, bro? Be?
Yeah.
But yeah, then you find out, obviously, it's Talos, and you're
what
like,
did,
oh,
what
shit.
Did they say about Strange, too? Because
not available.
Not available or something. Yeah, something like that.
The only thing out of this movie is I wish we had a little bit more clear idea of what's... happening going forward. Like, they did a great job of like kind of explaining how the world's dealing with the snap and like the readjustment and everything, but like in terms of like the movies going forward, we don't really know
anything. And I get that your wish to do that, because I would have done that too, but this was meant to be to end this phase. That's just
it. This is like a weird transition.
We do kind of get that, right? And in the end credit scene, the very very end credit scene, I think we do get that
full-on transition. We in space now.
Yeah.
Because the next two, well, we'll know exactly here in a couple weeks, but we know Captain Marvel 2 is one of the next ones up. We know the Eternals is one of the next ones up.
It's just, when was the last time we had this much or this little knowledge about the movies going forward?
I believe it was in transition after Age of Ultron.
Yeah. But like,
we had an idea.
But even then, like, we still knew what the end game was for everything. We knew it was leading to Thanos. Like, we've always known that.
Yeah.
Like, well, here, you don't see the next Thanos.
Yeah, like, now we're just
the
like
Infinity Stones. You don't see a gauntlet.
Yeah, we're like, oh, that dude was all smoke and mirrors. Like, what's the what's next? And we don't really know what's
That's what
next.
He's saying. Is like, yeah. With the, because we know that their next transition, they're moving into more of the intergalactic stuff and the supernatural type stuff.
Is there a big baddie for any of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. But
you couldn't call Thanos from the beginning of the original one, too.
Well, I mean, they told us, essentially, that's who it was.
Eventually, but no, I mean, like, you watched Iron Man 1.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
Early on, we were like, what the fuck?
Because
like,
yeah, it wasn't until really Avengers when they blatantly come out and tell us, like, because you see him on the throne.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, shit, like.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, so I'm guessing, and because of where we're at, we'll probably know a little sooner than we did with Avengers, but the thing like really throws me into what we may find out at Comic-Con is Kevin Feige has said we won't see any of the Fox properties for another 5 years.
Right.
And if you look at the Avengers, it took them
5 years.
5 years to get to where they were. So that's, we'll be building all this something else. And it may just be the new Avengers versus the X-Men. So, I mean, that's what people will always want. Like, we want to see him fight. I don't know why. They're both good guys. That's what you're
reason,
you know.
Why they fought was because of the Civil War.
Stuff. Yeah.
So it's like, you'd have to redo that.
Yeah, exactly. And even then, it was like half-hearted by most people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, Tony and Cap were like, even like, I don't really want to shoot you. I wouldn't want to shoot you.
Yeah.
But not you or you or you. Who are you again? But it's, so it's like that. But yeah, I think this year's Comic-Con is going to be a big. They're gonna let us know in a lot of things and what Phase 4 is really going to look like going forward. We may not get a large roadmap, but we'll at least get titles and release windows for the next probably 3 to 4 years of movies at least.
Yeah,
and they're all going to be stuff we already know.
Yeah,
the only new stuff is going to be the Eternals. We'll find out more about probably the casting because that's still up in the air. And then we'll find out, you know, Doctor Strange 2, Ant-Man 3, Guardians 3, Captain Marvel 2, Marvel Harder. Probably what happened with Cap, what's going on with Cap and Bucky, and more of the TV show stuff probably too.
Yeah.
But yes, I agree in a way. But I think the cool thing is, with the mid-credit scene, they're obviously telling you what's happening next for Spider-Man's movies.
Yeah.
And then the end credit scene is giving you more of a broad, hey, this is where the next step of the MCU is going.
Yeah.
Is going to be in space and more intergalactic stuff. So it's really interesting to see. But who knows?
And then just my surprise stuff were the mid-credit scene and the end credit scene. Unlike Mike, I enjoyed J.K. Simmons' J. Jonah Jameson and the cameo that he made right there, and hopefully that goes forward. I know Mike probably doesn't want that, doesn't like it, but I think that he is one of the best J.J. Jamesons that you could ask for.
Yeah.
He looks like the comic book version of him, and he sounds exactly what I think he would sound like.
The voice in your head when you read the Spider-Man
exactly.
books, for sure.
And I think he plays very well into... Because I bet we're going to see Mysterio again. He's not dead.
No yeah, we saw a dead. Body, but yeah, come on, man. Come on, man. That dude's good at holding his breath.
But it plays into the modernness of how... what you're seeing on television, even in the news, isn't necessarily what's true anymore. And that's how that whole Daily Bugle thing is going to be ramped up as a tabloid that is just spewing out this nonsense.
The hate towards Spider-Man.
But people are going to believe it because it's news,
yeah.
quote unquote. So having him at the forefront, having just this angry personality that we do see in real life, that spews this false narrative that they have, but people believe it, is going to be awesome to see.
Yeah.
Just, you know, not even from somebody that he can actually fight, just from, you know, an outside media point of view, that he has to sway minds to do. But then finding out that the Skrulls were actually Hill and Fury as well, was like, oh my God, that's fucking hilarious.
And it explains so much.
It explains so much of like how Nick Fury completely didn't, because at a certain point I was like, Nick Fury doesn't trust anyone. Why does he trust Beck so much?
Yeah, that was a weird, because I was thinking that too. And also he was more of an asshole.
Yeah.
Like he ramped up the assholeness.
But it was like more of an asshole, like, because he doesn't, like, you're like, it's like somebody, so
it's like somebody thinking of what Nick Fury would
do. Yeah, it's like,
with the reveal, it made, like, all the weirdness I was thinking going through the movie make a lot of sense. I was like, oh, fuck, well, that's pretty good. Because, like, he wasn't quite right. Which, I mean, had there been no reveal, if it really was Fury, you could lead it up to the fact that, like, he's just kind of...
He's frazzled because his team is gone. Because everything doesn't know how to rebuild anything.
Yeah, he's all fucked up and doesn't know how to adjust to all the post-snap world and everything like that. But with the reveal, it wasn't really him. It was somebody...
Pretending to be him
off of reputation. I was like, oh, yeah, that makes more sense. Because I don't think if it was truly Fury, he'd be talking to, like, Peter Parker the way he was.
Yeah.
And, like, being a cunt bag about everything.
Or not just that, but he's also, like, letting Peter Parker do what he did. Yeah. Like, there's no way a Nick Fury would, like...
No.
Calling him? No, he would show up.
Yeah.
Like, he would be like, no, I'm here.
He would have just been there, not sitting there calling, you been ghosting me? Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so that scene was absolutely fantastic to see. And then the joke that he has right there where the other Skrull chick is like, you know you need to call him and tell him what's going on. He's like, I don't want to do that. Call him and tell him I messed up and trusted a dude that said he was from another dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so good.
So good. And then, seeing that the actual Nick Fury, who you immediately think is on vacation in the final scene. You're like, oh, he was just chilling out on a beach somewhere or something, or maybe this is a... Because I never really watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but it did kind of remind me of the whole...
Bermuda?
Tahiti.
Yeah, Tahiti.
Tahiti thing. And
that's the first thing I thought of, too. I was all like, oh, did they, like, kill him and they're rebuilding his... Like, and then I was like, oh, and then the screen starts flickering a little bit. You're like,
all right. Well, if you... I saw it, but when he's sitting there, he's on his phone, he hangs up, and the top left corner, you can see the beach is cut off.
Yeah.
I saw that,
but that's what I'm saying, is like, not seeing that far into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like, I didn't know what it was, but it could easily, Tahiti is an island, nation, or is it, I think? Pretty sure it is.
Yeah, something like that. I know it's an island of some sort.
But he's on a beach, and like... You could tell as it started, that it had a cutoff. Then as it starts panning away further, it's like, oh, he's just in front of a video screen or something like that.
And then it flickers out,
And it flickers out, and you're like, okay, what base is he at? Oh, no, he's on a scroll ship.
He looks so annoyed with having to, like, go back to work.
Oh, my God, he does.
It was pretty good.
Walking away. So, where's my shoes?
Just on this fucking gigantic
massive
ship.
Massive spaceship.
Yeah, it's really funny.
But, that was my stuff.
Great job, Joe.
Thanks.
Welcome.
All right.
Not so much Mike.
Okay.
Mike just handed that shit and he's like, yeah.
Thanks.
Joe put some thought in his.
A whole 4 hours?
It's true. Oh, Dickbag's back. Oh, great.
What's next?
You being a dick, apparently. I don't really have anything else to add in there.
How much time?
Okay. 15 minutes or so.
So this is kind of something I've been wanting to do, and this is actually the perfect time.
Well, we ain't doing it. We're done for the day, folks.
Spitballing some stuff we are hoping for going forward in the Marvel universe. Like, rough... Like, you don't have to give me storylines or things from the comics, but, like, characters you want to see.
More than one thing, Cody.
Oh, there you go.
At least two.
Like, some characters you want to see. Any actors you have like you're excited to possibly be a part? Just like fantasy book some stuff for the Marvel Universe going forward.
I mean, right at the top of my head, and we've talked about this before, I want Joe Magnello to come in as Kraven, and I want him to be the Kraven. I can't remember the fucking story arc, but there's one where Kraven is essentially it's a newer one. I want to say it might be from the Ultimate Universe, but I could be wrong. But I think it was Bendis that wrote it. But he was more of a reality TV star. Like, so he was doing kind of like the Steve Irwin type thing where he's like, you know, filming it. And it was a lot of, and I wasn't saying Steve Irwin shit was fake, but you know what I mean? It was like that really like hyper real, this is what it's like. But it ends up being.
But it exists more in this, like, it's a reality show type thing where everything is made up, nothing is actually
exactly
real.
Like he's out in the wild, but like you don't see the crew behind him, you know what I mean? He's facing the danger himself.
Like Bear Grylls is he's on his own and out in the world surviving. You're like, he's got a camera crew.
Yeah, there's at least one other guy there with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that sort of thing. But and like basically what happens is he is this big strong guy and he does know a lot about like hunting and stuff, but like he's kind of like run out of things to hunt, so he gets this idea to go after Spider-Man, obviously. But when he's confronted with the power and strength of Spider-Man, he crumples. Mm-hmm. And he becomes this, like, he frail, like, oh, like, I'm gonna do anything I can to get away from you or, like, to stop you, but I can't go up against you. Like, that's, like, Peter catches a knife or something, you know what I mean? Like, whatever it is, I want to see that where, like, this big, strong, giant, hulking man, and I want him to jack him up. I want him to, like, be the physique of, like, his macho man. Like, I want him to be, like, that... Yeah. Fuck, I'm like, ugh, you know? And then when he gets, he swings down at this little petite man and he catches his hand or catches the knife in the air, blade first, and he's just like, oh.
Oh, shit.
I'm in a lot of trouble right now. You know what I mean? So I'd love to see something like that where you have this big, ferocious Kraven the Hunter and then he just gets fucking, oh, God, no, don't hurt me. I'd be love to see that shit. Mm-hmm. It'd be really fun. That's one, I guess, off the top of my head.
Thinking about it, at least in the Spider-Man universe, I'd like to see the Sinister Six come out. I'd like to see them do better.
I was a little bummed with no Michael Keaton. I was hoping for something. And I don't know. I might have missed a reference, but I don't think there's any references to him.
Yeah, nothing I remember seeing.
No, there's no. Because, I mean, obviously it's been 5 years. We don't even know what happened to him.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he could have been part of the blip, as it's known. He could have blipped back. He could have never been.
How awful that would be. Yeah, you get dusted in jail, and then you suddenly blip back in jail 5 years later.
Did the snapping happen, and it was everyone around him, so he was just like, fuck you guys, I'm out, and he's been quietly collecting shit
for the last 5 years.
And people.
Yes, bitch.
Which includes
like
Scorpion,
six people.
They cameoed
six or so people, you know, like
five or so people. Nice, he'd be six, but yeah.
He's been secretly some nice doing. Yeah,
number. It doesn't really mean anything, but
very sinister number.
Mm. And also, Kevin Feige mentioned that he is willing to do a Venom Spider-Man movie with Tom Hardy's.
Yes, your sweet ass, he is.
Yeah.
Because
I think
Tom Hardy as Venom is dope.
I truly think. Their next acquisition is going to be taking the Spider-Man stuff from Sony. They're going to write a big old check.
Yeah. Sony's like, fuck, they're out there.
Yeah. Right. Like, they're not going to buy Sony. They don't want all that garbage. Them in the face but they want their properties back.
They're allowed to buy Sony at this point. Like, federal government. Like,
they could buy parts of it. They could buy the movie part of it. Yeah. But I don't think they want it. I think they want just their property.
You guys can keep making PlayStations. We're taking all your movie rights.
Yeah. I think they would just go and write them a big fucking fat check. We just want our Marvel stuff back. Anything that's Marvel based.
We talked about this too. They had to have known it was a possibility because Venom did such a good job of being so isolated into that city. And keeping itself really on a small, even though the monsters were,
it didn't even happen
giant.
In New York. That's the thing.
Yeah,
yeah, San Francisco.
You're so separate. Yeah, you're so separated.
But like, even though the monsters and like it looked like a big movie, it's like really like nobody like aside from the street chase scene and like some cops getting beat up by Venom, like nobody really even saw the monsters in it. So
no public people.
Yeah. So it's
a ton of people working at that launch facility saw them and also died.
But so. But yeah, so they did a great job of keeping it vague enough where it's like we can either just keep making, you know,
it was supposed to be a Tom Holland Spider-Man cameo, not like Tom Holland, but
a Spider-Man cameo, yeah. In that movie. But they couldn't get it; they couldn't get the rights for it.
So because I think Marvel's it definitely like, very is easy, yeah,
yeah,
for them to just throw them in there.
So I mean, I would say in the next, we may see by the time the next Spider-Man movie comes out, it Spider-Man may be a
3 Coast to Coast. That's what they're gonna call it.
Terrible name.
Far From Home is not great.
I mean, it's telling of what it was, though.
He was far from home.
Well, if he goes to San Fran.
Or the next Venom movie is called Venom Back Home. Back in New York, because he mentioned he's from New York.
It's true.
He used to work for the Daily Bugle.
Which would play right into things.
Yep. Boom. Now that's a big issue.
Mm. Real big fucking issue. God damn it, that was so good.
Yeah. What if Venom, Tom Hardy's Venom, legit thinks Spider-Man is a terrible person?
He'll go after him.
Yeah. He goes after him, yeah. Like, viciously. Yeah, that's perfect, actually. Yeah. Because this Venom is more of an anti-hero than a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Which
sucks, but it's a nice way to skirt the system a little bit so you get that badass Spider-Man versus Venom fight sequences, and they both think they're good guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, that's pretty good.
Because Venom will be going off the news that he's an actual villain,
right?
And Peter will still be trying to fight that public image.
Yeah,
yep.
And he'll be like, "Nope, you going down." So
that makes it even a little bit better.
We just spitballed the next Spider-Man
movie. Yeah, done. Figured it out.
Well, not the next one because we still need Venom Carnage and the next Venom movie. And then third Venom next movie.
Spider-Man movie though.
Next Spider-Man
movie. Yeah, okay.
If you're gonna have another Carnage movie or another Venom movie with Carnage,
yeah. Carnage USA.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please.
Yeah.
Please, dude. It'd
be amazing.
It'd be amazing.
It would have to be R. It'd have to be real fucking R.
Yeah.
Real R.
S.
Yes.
Yes. I was like, rated S. I was like,
For sexy?
We're going to come up with a new rating. It's not quite X. Not quite R.
I have some people in between X that I've been thinking about that I want in these movies. And Joe Manganiello, we talked about. I want that one. And I know it sounds weird, but you also got to remember fucking all the like the weird casting that Marvel has done. I want Tom Hanks in one of these fucking movies so bad. I don't know as what, but like there's definitely some type of role out there for him. And I also, because I've been watching a lot of his movies recently, I really want Mel Gibson in one of these fucking movies, dude. Like, I don't know as what, but Mel Gibson definitely has to be a villain. Tom Hanks, whatever, but he can be, like, a behind-the-scenes guy. But, like, they have to get creative because they shot their load with Kingpin.
That's right.
And they can't really use him in the cinematic universe because he's not, I guess not. I mean, there's something they could do to make him big enough for it, but
he's not the size he needs to be the villain that he is.
And not, we're not talking physical. It's just like the name of Kingpin. Like,
well, but he could play in, because that was actually before we got off subject with the Sinister Six. I was going to say I do want to see Kingpin somewhere mixed up in this, but he could be the financier of a lot of this.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
And it's the other thing too is where we're kind of just blind in the dark right now is the fact that, you know, 5 years is a long time for people to amass assets and wealth and
bad guys.
So, but you would think that, I don't know, at least in my head, it would be kind of weird where it's like Kingpin was this very city-centric villain that essentially lost on the Netflix series. And now he's, because Spider-Man's past the friendly neighborhood point, you know what I mean? So he has to be a
global hero.
Heroes, which means you would need Kingpin to be a global,
right? And he could be a global villain,
which he can be
industrialist, but secretly funding Fisk the Sinister Industries. Stick, Sinister Six.
But Fisk Industries is
what could be
Tom Hanks as Norman Osborn
all day. Give me that all fucking day. I don't even like you going. Tom Hanks could play the ship in Titanic. He is the greatest actor ever.
He was the ship in Titanic.
Exactly.
Watch it again. That's one of his toenails there that she's not selfishly letting Caprio on. He's like, no, that's a toenail, bitch. That ain't no door.
But Yeah.
So fucking weird.
Mel Gibson is another one I don't think would happen.
Yeah, it's he's got too much baggage.
But, I mean, there's... I don't know. There's a world where it happens. And, like, a lot of things have to go right. But there's some... And also, I was thinking, like, who's, like... Who are they going to plant the flag for, like, a female hero character for these movies going forward? Because, like, they have...
Beyond Captain Marvel?
Beyond Captain Marvel.
Someone who's more Earth-based?
Yeah. And I was even having trouble thinking of, like, the right characters, let alone the right actors. Actresses.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, for new people...
I mean, the obvious thing to me is, like... When you get the X-Men in there, you know, they can be your...
Right.
Because there's so many strong
female characters.
Yeah, because you have Jean Grey, Storm, Rogue. You have Jubilee. Kitty Pryde. Not so much Jubilee. Next, you have Dazzler. Jubilee and Dazzler just teamed up.
Isn't it annoying in the cartoons, like, the first time she used her power, she took out a Sentinel? And then, like, the rest of the series, she couldn't fucking do anything.
She's sparking off lamps and shit. Like, do you remember that time you killed that giant purple and bluish robot thing? Like,
yeah, you see that.
Can we get that two out of three times? Two out of three times?
That was a freak accident.
Whoa,
we don't say freak.
Speaking of only mutants. Speaking of which, though,
it was a miracle accident.
Speaking of which, if you had to take your five main X-Men, right?
Yeah.
Five X-Men. You have Wolverine. You have Cyclops. You have Jean Grey. You have Storm. And you have, Rogue. I would say, probably Rogue.
Rogue.
Yeah, Rogue. Right? Definitely, yeah.
Who do you see in those roles?
I don't like this being just thrown at me.
Also, what age range do you make them? Because the five of them would be similar age. Obviously, Logan is...
Yeah, Logan's a weird one.
Can be
I got
either or.
Scott being older...
You got like Scott being older?
Yeah.
Because I was going to think...
Leader.
Well, I was thinking the four older and then Rogue be younger.
Well, I would think Scott and Jean...
Would be the oldest.
The oldest, too. Like, the leaders.
Yeah.
Wolverine is obviously older, but...
He can play
whatever character is playing him. And then, yeah, I like Rogue being... Rogue's always the youngest. So, I mean, they could flip it around. She doesn't need to be the kid. But, yeah, I always think of, like, Storm as being at her prime, yeah. Like, at her peak, and Rogue kind of coming into her powers. But you could flip that. I mean, it's not a big...
Because I want them to get to the point where Chadwick Boseman's Black Panther and Storm are a thing. Like, I want that to happen eventually. Because they marry in the books.
That's not happening.
Just saying.
Black Panther's banging that one chick.
She might die. Just saying.
Whoa.
You're gonna kill
her? You think Black Panther's gonna kill her just to bang Storm?
I didn't say he's gonna kill her.
That's crazy.
That's what you said.
It's a bad movie pitch, Cody.
She's gonna die. I didn't say he was gonna kill her, you psychopath. I
can't believe you want Black Panther to start killing off his girlfriends for new chicks. Weird. Rude.
I think you want him to. Yeah. Oh, there's no denial. Weird. Fucking monster.
Hey, no.
But I want that gap to be that bridge between the Avengers and X-Men in that way. I think it's a really cool... I liked it a lot in the books, so I think it's a really cool thing.
But there's... Their version of the X-Men needs some overhauling, whether it's something like crazy as like no Professor X kind of thing, which, I mean, sounds crazy, but it's like we can... It was 87 movies of him... You know,
you want to finally get past the Professor X.
We can get past that. You know, it's like Spider-Man doing such a great job with not showing us fucking his uncle again. You know what I mean? Like jumping in, like he has powers. He just needed help. Like I like that, but I'm okay with jumping in on the X-Men post like their first run, like their first go at things. You know what I mean?
Well, they're not a new team at all. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, we don't really need a Professor X. We don't really need a Magneto. We really don't need a Wolverine, but they'll never do that. Like, they don't have the balls to make a new X-Men movie without Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But imagine how much more it would mean, though, if they get through one, two X-Men movies, and then introduce a Wolverine. Like, it, Marvel's always done a good job of, like, spreading out their big mic drop moments, you know? So I think it would hold more weight if you're, like, if you manage to make good X-Men movies without Wolverine. It's just another, you know, arrow you can draw on and surprise a lot of people with down the road.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Give me a dope Beast. Good Nightcrawler. I didn't like X-Men 2 Nightcrawler.
Really?
Yeah.
Did a really good job on him.
I mean, he did a, like, they did a good, I just didn't like how they used them in terms of, like, action and, you know what I mean? And being, like, the...
Well, because they didn't use any of them the right way.
Well, that's also fair.
I mean, they handicapped every single one of them.
I'm gonna write down a cast for every X-Men character.
We're
gonna
every X-Men character?
Top 10.
Okay, I was gonna say, in my you
book. Top 10 you just in my
dug
book.
Your own grave, buddy. That's not gonna get, that's homework that will never get done. There's no way Mike's gonna do that. I don't think he's gonna get 10 either, but
I'll get 10.
You think 10?
Yeah, come with your list, bitch, next week.
Oh, Mike's not, or Cody's not gonna be able to do that either.
Yeah, you will.
No, he won't.
He'll type it up.
First off, I don't like your He'll doubting take
me. 5 days just to try and figure out his top 10 X-Men.
Oh, you want actors too? I thought you meant top 10 X-Men.
No, I want actors.
You didn't say that. You said top 10 X-Men.
Well, now I'm saying it.
Oh, so you're changing the rules now.
I understood what he was getting at.
Yeah, but he didn't say it, though.
2-1 majority rules. It's also actors.
First off, majority rules, because him and I both agree you're not going to do that.
No, majority rules that he knew what I was talking about.
That I knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, now.
Majority rules that he's not going to be able to do it. And then majority rules means that you aren't going to be able to do it either.
I mean, just to spite you, I'd have it done, but I'm not going to because I know he's not.
I 100% will have it done. I'll write it on a piece of paper with a pencil. Yeah.
Well, oh, you're God. That's
first off.
That's
I'm old school. First off, I'm old school. Gross.
I'm old school.
Gross. But then, see what's going to happen? He's going to take a picture of it because he knows he'll forget it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But that's why you have a phone. To take pictures of handwritten notes.
Because that still gives him evidence, yes.
I have proof that people do that.
Yeah, really? Yeah, we know.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
So tune in next week.
When Mike doesn't follow through.
When we talk
about
something totally different.
Nope, we are 100%. We're past.
I am not doing this.
Yeah, you are.
He won't do it. I mean, he never does it.
Comment on
Jesus.
Shut up, Siri.
That was my fault.
Normally, I usually do the homework. It may be.
We're doing it.
Somewhat last minute, but at least I complete it.
He does it before the bell rings.
Last minute. You, on the other hand, have been notorious for giving us homework assignments and then going, I didn't do it myself.
Yeah.
When's the last time we had a homework assignment, though?
Been a long time.
Been a long time. Since forever. All right. That's it.
Yep.
Comes naturally. We are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And as usual,
you fuckers
just came naturally.
I was going to say the last part, but
you pointed at me.
Yeah, man. He takes directions. Stop being a dick.